This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail to play the sea. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought today I'm at... All right, Roger Stone's coming up. He's got the inside doo-doo on Trump coming out and going, hey, look at Amazon's building a house of cards of taxpayer money. We're going to talk about that. We're taking your phone calls right now, though. Deborah in Nebraska, the great state of Nebraska. That's where my wife's from. Corn-fed beauty. Deborah, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. I'm from Omaha, and I would like to put a challenge out to all the women patriots out there. If you are in a state where you can open carry your handgun, you need to open carry that handgun. As a woman, I cannot tell you how many times I have had other women come up to me and say, hey, how are you allowed to do that?
And it opens exactly. They've created with Hollywood, like everything based in New York or whatever, where guns are banned. And by openly doing it, it's one of the most revolutionary things you can do.
Exactly. And I mean, I had one conversation with a woman and she was just curious. She said, well, why don't you conceal that? Why don't you have it under your coat? And I said, well, let me ask you this. I said, if you and I were to walk out in the parking lot right now and there was a psycho nut job in the parking lot that was looking for a woman to kidnap and rape, out of the two of us, who do you think he's going to pick? And there was this long pause and you could almost hear the click in her brain. And she said, well, it's not going to be you. And I said, exactly. I only need to be a harder target than one other person. That's
well, we have to get in the position of it's not who's carrying a gun openly you got to worry about. It's the nut job. It's always some nut job on drugs. It's always some nut job the police knew about and couldn't bust. It's always a stand down. And it's the same story. But absolutely, I feel good at an open carry march. I feel good. And statistically, it's come out now. We've got, 25 years of concealed carry or more, starting in Florida and other areas. Crime drops 30-40% within a few years, and concealed carry owners, because people are all about honor, they're taught that actually go and do it, they have the lowest crime rate of any group, no matter what color they are. Duh! The lowest crime rate is concealed carry. That is a fact. Exactly. Good people outnumber bad people 99-1. And it's time for us to get that. And with little Piglet Hog and all the rest of these people, get up there as public figures and want to take my free speech when I criticize them, to hell with them. And they trying to project on me, it's like I own a Ford truck. Well, I know one of these jihadis in Europe used a Ford truck to run people over. If somebody called me up and said, Alex, you got a Ford truck, and this jihadi just ran over 100 people, I'd say, Are you joking? Again, Louisville Sluggers kill hundreds of people a year. If I got a Louisville Slugger, which I do, being my son at baseball's backyard, is that Louisville Slugger's fault? What's the answer, Deborah?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Are we going to blame spoons for making people fat? Are you going to blame the pencil for making the, you know, mistake? Seriously, come on. But as a woman open carrying a gun, that opens up the conversation to other women. A woman is not going
to
approach.
No, I totally agree. Women need to do it. And here's the thing. They act like men are trying to suppress women. As a father of three girls, nothing. I love it when my girls want to take jujitsu. I love it when they go, Daddy, I want to go shooting. I love that. I love it. That is an instinct. I want my girls as beautiful, smart, and as mean as they can be.
Absolutely. I had talked to one girl. She came up to me and she goes, well, I have a restraining order. And I'm like, baby, that's just a piece of paper. It is not going to stop a gun or a knife. You need to get a gun. I said, do you have a gun? And she goes, no. I'm like, why don't you have a gun? She goes, well, I don't know how to get one. So I spent 30 minutes explaining to her.
Beautiful.
Here's how you get your purchase permit. Here's how you get a concealed carry. Here's where you can take classes. You know, you need to protect yourself because the police are not going to get there in time.
By the way, I'm not hitting on you, Deborah, but this is really sexy. A woman going to teach other women how to use guns. And that the left came out this weekend on the news and said, telling someone about guns is harassment. So they don't want us communicating. You're exactly right.
Well, and think about if all the women patriots out there.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the motto of the Special Air Services in the UK, the model of Special Forces around the world today, is fortune favors the bold. There's another saying, nobody knows who said it posthumously, but no guts, no glory. Well, I'm not looking for red carpets. I'm not looking for jet airplanes. I'm not looking for people to kiss my old, ugly butt. But what I am looking for is living my own life. And all these control freaks and people that want to run my life, want to run your life, I say it's open season on them. Intellectually, culturally, economically. And if they jump across that line, and they pull the first punch, and they draw the first blood, then we give them everything they want. And it'll just be like rowing a boat up and down the stream, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Because the tree of liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. And as strong as the enemy is, they're only strong in their will to be evil. We are strong in our will to be just. And we're building a future world. Now, we ran into that break, and bumper music didn't fire. It's fine. Sorry I cut you off, ma'am. Deborah, finishing your point, absolutely. What you're saying is what Mike Judge, and I tell the story because I'm just so busy. Just like 4 years ago was the first time I did it, and like 3 years ago was the last time I did it. I did it four or five times with him, and it was so much fun to go out to his ranch north of Austin, big house, big deck all around it. And shooting firearms, and he brought the whole cast of Silicon Valley to it once, and he brought the cast to another movie to it. And these people were shaking when we had 50 cals and 223s and, you know, M4s and everything. And within 30 minutes, we had these girls, these ladies, these starlets, shooting bullseye at 100 and 200 yards and going, well, I'm a good person. I'm not going to kill anybody. Woo! And it was crazy. And he looked at me and he said, this is how I convert people. And he said, you know, I said, can I say that story? He goes, yeah, you can say that story. And he said, this is how I convert them. Critter King of the Hill, Beavis and Butt, all that stuff. It's one of the biggest producers ever. He's made like $7 billion in production. It's almost as big as Spielberg. But the point is, he's a very humble guy. You know, he was the top engineer on the F-18. He made money off that almost 30 years ago. And left with that money and set up what he really wanted to do, animation. So that's how smart Mike Judge is. Anyways, I'm not trying to kiss Mike Judge, but like photogenically, he kind of looks like a nerd on photos. But personally, he looks like Bruce Willis. But anyways, and nothing makes the girls more excited, too. I mean, you know, I was in the middle of a divorce then, so I was a good boy, let me tell you. But, you know, you get out there with the girls, shoot some guns, and have some beer, and eat some barbecue out in the country. It's a good night. So that conversion of those people in 30 minutes each time that we did it was incredible. And so that's exactly what Deborah's saying, but a lot of women are kind of creeped out by men, and I don't blame them. I'm creeped out by men. and so we need to have you go out and basically sow the religion of self-defense and self-empowerment. And there's nothing more human than that, than not being a victim. Is that what you're saying, Deborah?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I feel very safe when I'm carrying my gun because I'm like 5 foot nothing, weigh about 120. So I'm a little person. And to be out at night, it's very empowering to have my gun and have people know that I have my gun. I mean, I was walking to my car one night and two guys came up and they saw me and they're kind of, you know, joking with each other going, "Hey, she's got a gun. We're not going to mess with her." I'm like, "Yeah, that's a good plan. You better keep walking." So that gun is the equalizer for women. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And then the feminists run around saying take guns from women is the most asinine load of baloney I've ever heard in my life. And I just tell you, the funnest thing is hearing my older daughter say, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to go shooting some more." And, you know, I'm sitting back in the backyard shooting bows and arrows and BB guns. And it's just the best thing on earth. And how the left, each generation gets more domesticated. Thank you so much, Deborah. Great points. God bless you. And by the way, she held for over an hour and a half. So get her name and number, and let's send her a free T-shirt or something, because that's what we're doing here. Let's bring Roger Stone in here, and we'll continue with phone calls, because he wants to take calls. Roger, I remember talking to another source in Congress about a month ago, and he said, "Alex, trust Trump." I had just talked to Ted Nugent, and he had said, talked about some private meetings, and I'll leave it at that. He said, "You want to talk to this person?" And I'd never talked to this individual before, but I knew who they were, and I talked to him. It was an off-record meeting. And they said, "Listen, Trump's for real. He's suckering them on the guns. He just wants them to come out and be anti-gun and say they want to ban the Second Amendment." And I remember those conversations with Nugent and others, and then it happens a month later, and I'm going, okay, I don't want to put, like, some mantle on Trump of, like, 40 chests, but now I'm starting to buy that. And then I was told by another source, "Hey, don't worry, he's going after Bezos first, because the Washington Post and how he's getting all this free tax money and everything, and Trump just thinks it's bad anyways. If Facebook was getting tax money, he'd do it too, but they're not. And now it's all here." I mean, wow, this is incredible. So what can you say about his gun move going, "Okay, give us what you want." And they go, "Okay, we want to ban the guns." And people go, "Oh, my God." I mean, I was told that Trump was in meetings and said, "Watch what I'm going to do and don't get on my ass when I do it." And you see him in that meeting with Feinstein a month ago, and the Republicans are kind of nodding and smiling. And then I'm told, like, you can go ahead and even tell people, because the left's so delusional, they don't even listen to us. But, I mean, I'm not Machiavelli, Roger. You know, I'm, like, straight up. That's my strength. It's also my weakness. But, geez, you know Trump well. Is that really what's going on here?
What I think's going on is the media is getting some rhetoric, but the NRA is getting the legislation. Look, Donald Trump and the Republicans stand no chance whatsoever in the next two elections without the active support of the greatest grassroots political organization probably left in the country, the National Rifle Association.
No, I agree, is he really massively playing them? Because I was told he's playing them by Ted Nugent and a congressman.
I think they're both absolutely right, Alex. I think the president is playing him. We can count on him on the Second Amendment. Look, I think this has to be seen within a larger context. Stormy Daniels getting no traction with the American people at all.
Trump's approval went up.
And you can see why among many men that's entirely possible. At the same time, the real explanation is doubling 100% increase in the GDP over Barack Obama. We had 3% GDP when Obama at best averaged 1.5, and we were told that's what we could expect. So that's 100% increase, and the American people feel it. They're beginning to feel it. Now, with the prospect of real peace and a settlement of this North Korean menace and a madman who we believe may have the capacity to destroy us, Trump is on the verge of true greatness. When he threatened a little dictator, you know, he was accused of being bellicose, and it was dangerous, but it threatened them to the table of skillful diplomacy. Trump does not want war. Now, the question most people have asked me, Alex, is what about this spending deal? Because let's face it, it stinks. There's so much in there that's just garbage. Chuck Schumer gets millions for a tunnel. We get nothing to build the wall. There's a lot of things wrong with it. But I think the president tells us in his own words, and it's both strategically important to understand. By giving the military buildup that not only Trump has promised, but which the generals want, he's buying the allegiance of our military in what could be a coming constitutional showdown. And for that reason, plus keeping his faith with and his support for rebuilding our muscle, he's delivered for the military, hopefully peeling them off from some of their intelligence neocon allies. Is this a chess move? I think so. And he accepts all the crap that he doesn't like because he has now got the generals. We know he has the first non-civilian Secretary of Defense in memory. I really think, Alex, that's what's going on.
We'll talk about it. More calls straight ahead with Roger Stone. All I know is Trump's gotten a 5, 10, 15, 20-point boost, depending on the poll, once the Democrats said we're going to ban the guns. I mean, they did get sucked in, and I love watching Hogg and all the rest of them fall flat on their anti-gun little fascist faces.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here back live. You know, I was saying I was going to give all the callers free t-shirts for holding over an hour and a half, but I was going to keep them on, so I'm sorry I didn't communicate. So we're going to open the phones back up because Roger wants to take calls for the callers that were already on. They can get back in, or new callers. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we're going to get to you coming up here. You know, Roseanne Barr, I'm a big John Goodman fan. I was not a big TV fan in my life, but I did watch that show 25, 30 years ago when it was on. But she's been on the show 6, 7, 8 years ago, she came on 4 or 5 times. She's a listener. Now, you can even say Roseanne Barr kind of woke up from the show. She said that on air. And I haven't been in contact with her for years. We tweeted at her today. She said she wants to come on. So Ted Nugent's on tomorrow and a bunch of other listener stuff. Who knows? Roseanne Barr, it looks like, may be on tomorrow. But what's interesting is top-rated shows on ABC, CBS, NBC now about 6, 7 million. Back at their heyday, they had like 30 million. People are sick of the propaganda. They just premiered her show with double the ratings that ABC gets and other top shows. 18 million in the main demo, something like 30 million total. That's on InfoWars.com. And the show is just a little pro-Trump and shows both sides, kind of an Archie Bunker deal where there's both sides. That's how hungry America is to just not be beat over the head. What does that say to you, Roger Stone? I know you know Roseanne as well.
You know, she's a woman of enormous class and style. She's upgraded her look extraordinarily. She ended up on my best dressed list, and she deserves it. She's has to take the brickbats of liberal Hollywood for having an alternative view that is not politically correct. But because of her talent and because of her fame based on the great success of the show in its first run, she has some leverage. I had asked her to be on the Alex Jones Show last year. She was very kind. She is indeed a viewer, and she is certainly a patriot and, I think, privately a supporter of the president. And she was most gracious. So I'm delighted to see the extraordinary success for a woman of great class, and I think...
Well, sure, but, I mean, she went on national television and said last week she supported Trump.
Yeah, no, I think, but she's not wearing on her sleeve. That's not the point of the show.
She's no, sure. They bring it up, and then she says, yeah, okay. He's pro-America. I mean,
It's refreshing. It's refreshing. You don't see it out of anything created in Hollywood. She's only able to get away with it because she's a star.
I was about to say, amazing. She's really funny. The point is that since when in America can't you support the Republican president or you're a damn demon? You know, they've got all these videos saying Trump's a Nazi, you're a Nazi, I'm a Nazi. We put a video out paralleling youth marches and gun control and all this to Hitler, and the media is calling for us to be banned. How asinine is that? I mean, like, Sarah Silverman can dress up like Hitler and go on Colbert and say she supports Trump. But I've ordered a Hitler uniform, and I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to endorse Hillary, and I'm going to endorse David Hogg, and I'm going to endorse Michael Moore, and I'm going to endorse gun control, and I'm going to endorse the Democratic Party. I wonder what they're going to do when I do it, Roger.
Then it would be the worst thing of all time. Look, a double standard among our liberal friends? Oh, my goodness. Who's ever seen that? Look, the elitists, the globalists, I don't think they take any of the movement seriously, and that's to their detriment. That's how President Trump got elected. But the elites, I think, are making an enormous mistake. This attack on guns interestingly enough, is the one thing that allows Trump to transcend the Republican base.
I was about to say, coming out and saying repeal the Second Amendment, former Supreme Court justices everywhere, and then Cuomo saying they never said it. What is their problem? I mean, this was the one thing that could wake up the sleeping giant. I mean, this, exactly. Why did they do that?
Blue-collar Democrats who don't like Republicans but love this country, union Democrats, working-class people who normally aren't touched by the Republican Country Club set, are riled over this issue. They have awakened a sleeping giant. The NRA is the finest oil political machine in the country when it comes to elections. Republicans who are already conceding the House and running like the lily-livered cowards for the tall grass from this president are making an enormous mistake. We have doubled the GNP. We have
100%. I was about to say, why is the Republican establishment so cowardly, so addled, so stupid? When victory is in our hands, they are running for the hills.
Because they answer to the special interests, and the special interests who control Washington, the defense contractors and the other grifters within the system, the whole swamp complex, are so threatened by the president.
They're all a bunch of cowards. They really are a bunch of cowards. We could have the whole world and build a better system, and there's all these chicken craps that follow East Coast, not bashing East Coast people, but East Coast global foundations that really have a hard-on for the country because they've always been trying to get control of the country since robber baron days. They don't get it. They just got out of the way. They get the whole planet. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. You see them curtains? You see me knock them curtains down? You see those headlights? Who bought them TVs, bitch? Tell me that. They don't get it, Roger. What is their problem?
They are too in the thrall of the special interests. Although, I must say, I'm going to give the devil his due. Hero of the week. Senator Mitch McConnell, of all people, has a bill, which means it will become law. He's the leader, to legalize industrial hemp. This is an enormous step forward.
No THC, way better than cotton, banned for 80 years. What is Sessions' problem? I hear he's got dementia.
I hear the same thing. Congressman I've spoken to, met with him privately for an hour or more, describe him as addled, describe him as delusional, describe him as obsessed with marijuana, obsessed with it. obsessed with asset.
Reefer Madden, put them in jail. Oh, Lordy. That's Trump's biggest problem is Sessions.
Question why is why the president doesn't discharge Mr. Rosenstein and then discharge Mr. Sessions, which would be the correct order to ensure that he get an honest and not a non-politicized Justice Department.
You know, I know I say I don't want to hear about Russiagate, but, man, we got Mattis saying, yeah, we blew a bunch of Russians up. We'll blow more up in Syria, and they better watch it. We're going to get really tough. I mean, it is like foaming at the mouth. Meanwhile, it's in the news. The communist Chinese have the codes to all the telecoms and the big national database that controls all the phone numbers and our satellites. And I'm just like, how did we ever get in this position?
No, look, the Trump administration has moved ahead on offensive weapons for the Ukrainian forces that the Russians vehemently object to in the diplomatic process and are very angry about. So much for the idea that Donald Trump is in the pocket of Vladimir Putin. We've just dispelled these athletes. I really think in many cases this Russophobia rhetoric coming from Mattis is meant to kind of bolster that narrative for the American people. Is kind of almost of a political head fake. Trump is not soft on the Russians. He knows exactly who they are and what they are.
When we come back, Julian Assange is now on house arrest at the Paraguayan embassy. They've cut his internet off. They've got members of the Tory thing calling him a worm and stuff. Are they about to move against one of the greatest living heroes out there? Because with me, they just try to take my kids and bankrupt me and everything else. But I'm not locked up the Tower of London like Julian Assange.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high.
Ain't no valley low.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Baby.
If you need me, call.
Crank it up.
No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for being there in a hurry with Bezos, $40 billion down today, and clobbering all the rest of the globalists. I want to get the phone calls to Roger Stone here. So he wants to take your calls, Chris and Newman, and a lot of big breaking news here. But Bezos runs the Washington Post, even worse than the New York Times, incredibly deceptive. He's involved with the leftists. He's trying to overthrow the country. He's tax exempt. He gets $1.48 on every package. He's so arrogant. And now Trump's going after him, but Axios the folks over at Politico with her new name to confuse people and act like they're not establishment. They give us the inside scoop on Trump is willing to break up these trusts. Well, we know that. He's been putting the lawyers in at the Federal Trade Commission to do it. I know you have a lot of sources involved in this, but this is exactly what I want to hear. This is the cavalry. Amazon is an anti-American company. Facebook is. They thought they'd go after this, you know, Analytica company, but then that only exposed Facebook's overall business. So what is the word on this? And, I mean, how big this is? Because this is incredible.
How incredible, Alex, that both Bezos and Zuckerberg are in retreat in major, major scandals, in essence. I think they are, their motives are completely stripped bare. The president's called this one. It was predicted here at InfoWars, going after those who are going after him. As he begins to understand the entire tech left strategy of shutting down not only his voice, but firstly our voice, which of course is a magnifier, a megaphone, as it were, for him. I mean, they turned down our volume as the only way they can stop this president. A free, vibrant, open internet is what allowed the election of Donald Trump. It will allow a fair 2018 election and would be key to a Trump re-election. Without it, ABC, NBC, CNN, and the other of a motley crew of mainstream media twisters, the Washington Post, being the worst. This very week, this past week, they fabricated a story about me. Now, as it turns out, based totally on hearsay, two people tell the Post, they told the special prosecutor, Stone told us he visited Assange, and one of them said, I told him that I knew about the contents of the WikiLeaks disclosures in advance. All fabricated for a fake news cycle. So I'm with you. The Washington Post is the worst of the worst. Bezos is a fish-faced enemy of this administration, and Trump is taking off the gloves, Alex.
There's an excellent article on the Daily Caller that you know, deals with how Google is and the other tech companies are openly in league with the Democrats, and the way they tried to spin it that a mercenary company in the UK that a bunch of people hired did some work for Bannon, so they invented data mining, and this is how Trump stole it. And then that just like a sweater, the string, pulled the whole thing open that Facebook's this giant data mining company. They're just idiots. They don't realize what they're doing.
No, I think that Cambridge Analytica stories have some validity. These guys are initially financed by the Mercers. They claim to have the new mousetrap when it comes to finite political targeting of disgruntled and therefore movable voters. They really, I think, don't have the sizzle. They have a lot of sizzle, but their product is found wanting in the Ted Cruz campaign. I think they come to the verge of a litigation there. I was rather shocked to hear that in the end they got a $6 million contract. But now, as we turned out to learn, it was to mine data through the back door of Facebook and turn it over to Brad Parscale and the digital Trump team, and we don't know how or if they used it. This is a continuing mystery.
The total red herring canard. It's not even 0.1% of the stuff going on, just like Russia. Here it is. Report, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg will testify to Congress. Here's the article that's excellent. How the left turned tech giants into their speech police, which is all admitted. They have all the statements, the videos. You know, Prager University sued over how they put age restriction on something that shouldn't be. Well, that's their prerogative. But when you have videos by Veritas saying our enemy's Alex Jones, ban him, F rednecks, F American flags, F veterans, the judges will let that go forward because the tortious interference, the racketeering, the lawyers have all looked at it. That's why we keep building our cases. They're so strong. It just keeps getting added, and the selective enforcement and banning our video saying we said David Hogg is a crisis actor and no one died and our video doesn't say that. That's the real case. And I just want Google to back off. But like you said, he starts bad-mouthing Google for its CIA connections and its NASA satellites and all of its interspatial stuff. And, I mean, what I don't get about Obama and Hillary and Bezos and Zuckerberg is they're so arrogant. Don't they know Trump has them by the levos? I mean, seriously, the way the globalists transferred all the power to the executive, I'm surprised Trump hasn't moved stronger already. This has got to be freaking them out.
Well, but Alex, let's remember, the folks at Google are dining with the president's son-in-law and his daughter. And they're proficient, they're professional swamp creatures with the right lobbyists, and perhaps they think they can neutralize this administration through obfuscation of what they've really been done.
Exactly. Just because they're a clear and present danger and sold out the Chinese like Apple, they're fair game, man. They need to be wiped out. And by that, wiped out from their monopoly.
How could you not understand, Alex, the financial lucrative nature of storing all of our foremost secrets and all of our defense knowledge over in China and making a quick buck? How could you not understand what it's
like? Well, you know, as a Russian agent, I'm mad Apple's moving and giving the keys. And as you said, Chinese telecoms under Obama were given the index keys to the entire grid to control it, be able to bring it down. Exactly. We're such damn Russian agents. We're pissed. We just handed the keys over to the Chi-coms.
It's really extraordinary as you try to follow these things. Zuckerberg having his time in the barrel about these disclosures, at the same time Bezos is under attack, shows me the president knows who his friends are.
And by the way, we know the Pledge Protection Team and stuff. It's not just I didn't tell you guys, I apologize. Can you get Huckabee Sanders get a press conference today about it? Them coming out and pointing out, hey, you're all taxpayer-funded, hey, you're a scam, hey, you rip people off. I mean, that's just the beginning of what Trump can do. We can actually pull that money from him. But Bezos just still stumbles around with one eye looking over here and the other one over there. I mean, he just doesn't get it, man.
And I must tell you, he is, as you know, owns Whole Foods. They go head-to-head with us in the nutraceutical industry. I've used their products. I've used the InfoWar products. I've paid both prices. The products at InfoWars are both less expensive, and they're of higher quality, and in my case, with greater results than the overpriced stuff I bought at Whole Foods, where I think I was buying a filler in some case or other.
But let's expand on that. It's that Bezos has the Washington Post call us snake oil salesmen for selling some of the same supplements they sell. He's just a jerk, man. I don't run around trying to shut down other companies. I'm just like, what's this thing about these Ivy League guys that, like, they just want to F everybody over? They're jerks.
Well, but in this case, correction. What he really offends him is that we are in the same business and our products are superior to his at a better price. So he resents our competition. He puts us down as hucksters for selling vitamins and other all-natural nutraceuticals when he himself is doing the same thing. It's the classic liberal elitist, do as I say.
And I agree, we're going to come back and take calls, but do you notice how they call Trump Hitler, you Hitler, me Hitler, all this crap. We point out youth marches calling for banning free speech and guns is pretty Hitler. Then they call for us to be banned, which is even more Hitler. I mean, that's it. I mean, you guys really are like Hitler. You're all race-based. We're not. We're free market. We're idea-based. You jerks. We'll be back with your phone calls. Newman, Chris, and others. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my.
That's what America's about. The great Frank Sinatra bringing us in. You know, people don't like Frank Sinatra, or they don't like Johnny Cash, or something wrong with them. I knew this one guy in media who didn't like them both, and I knew that guy had a problem, and he did. Look, I'm a bad person. We got like 10 minutes left here, and I got like 10 calls. And I want to get to Newman and Chris and James and Alan and Honeypot and Ryan. They've all got great points. Roger Stone's here. I'll be back during the war room. Little Owen Schroyer coming up. But I don't take for granted this First Amendment we've got, and I don't take for granted the fact that you fund us. BrainForce is 50% off our best-selling product. The Real Red Pill, 50% off, both individually. You can get them together with free shipping on top of it when you buy them together. The Mind and Body Challenge Pack at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to leave it right there to go to your phone calls. But thank you all for helping us all be free. God bless you, listeners and viewers. You are the blood of the resistance. You are the heart. You are the guts. You are the mind. You are the bones, the sinew, the flesh, the will, the spirit. you are 1776 reborn. It's true. Look at the world. All over the planet. It's exploding. It's not talk. It's not bragging. It's the real thing. Because somebody wasn't a sociopath. Somebody wasn't like a skilled psycho, like trying to scam people and I'll be in control and all. How about just turn us loose, bitch? That's what it's all about. Get out of the way. Well, it's happening. Newman in Virginia. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead. Welcome.
Alex Emmerich Jones. This is Daniel Frank Newman from Virginia.
Welcome, brother.
And I need your help.
I need your help, Frank.
Your help, Alex.
Sure, go ahead.
We can win the Second Amendment argument today, but I need your help.
All right, tell me how to do it.
You need to tell people if they want to take our guns, they must want another 9/11 to happen, because that's what Dick Cheney did. He took the guns from the pilots on 9/11.
That's right. You trust a pilot to fly a plane. Before that, a lot of pilots carried guns. I didn't even know that until it happened. They took them away 2 months before. That's a great point.
That's a huge point.
Now, I'm listening, Newman.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, if I can get you to say it, like Mao and Stalin and Hitler.
No, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Dick Cheney and George W. Bush took the guns from the pilot. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. We will not relinquish our firearms. It doesn't matter how many lemmings you got out there on the street. We will not back down. This is your direct ultimatum. Now, fill your hand, you son of a bitch. Is that what you were looking for? Roger, come on in here.
Alex, first of all, stop mincing words. Tell us how you really feel. Look, the most incredible thing I've seen, Alex, in got to be 40 years in American politics, is a Supreme Court Justice, John Paul Stevens, openly saying, let's repeal the entire Second Amendment.
Now, and a bunch of other dumb sons of bitches. Why did they do that? It was a major miscalculation.
Well, many Americans are saying, who is this guy? Let me tell you who he is. He is the only Supreme Court appointment of Gerald Ford, the accidental president who followed Nixon. Ford was a deeply flawed guardian because, of course, he had, at the direction of J. Edgar Hoover, altered the autopsy records of JFK to move the location.
Yeah, we know he covered up with the Warren Commission.
And the New York Times reported all of this. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is fact. So he was, and Nixon knew this, so Nixon was able to wheedle a pardon out of him. But this is the man who gave us John Paul Stevens. He is a liberal Republican.
But other ones are saying it. How dumb are they admitting their real plan? I mean, this may have killed the blue wave.
Oh, but think about this. He's a Supreme Court justice appointed to the court by a Republican who immediately joins the liberal bloc that wants to take away our guns and our voice. It is outrageous.
And now this crypt keeper climbs up from hell to get our guns. Good luck, buddy. The George Washington just tied bowling balls here. You know what? Thank you, Newman. Great points. Chris, in the great state of Texas, you're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Chris Lowry from Texas. I just wanted to inform you of the arrest, again, of C.J. Grisham, a fellow patriot and a true info warrior. Him and two other people were arrested last night, in the city of Olmos Park, Texas. They were doing a demonstration, an open carry demonstration. The day before, he was on the phone with the chief, and the chief pretty much threatened him. But also at the very end of the call, he was like, no, if you open carry, we will not draw on you. We will not harass you. But that was a big lie. He was tased in the back.
Well, we'll get Mr. Gresham back on. He's a great, highly decorated patriot of three wars. And he goes out in the countryside and marches down the road with his AR-15. They arrest him. We just showed video of that. That was like 4 years ago. They just did that again?
They did it again. Him and two other people, Jim Everard and their camerawoman, Joanna Castro. And so I just wanted to let you know and let everybody else out there know, I'm sure many info warriors know we're all pretty much smart people here. You know, we're not dumb. So, you know, I just wanted to let you know, and I wanted to, you know, just say thanks for everything you do. I know you say don't say thank you, but I got you, man. You know, you're tip of the spear. You know, so I just want to get that out to all the info warriors out there.
Well, let me just say this. God bless you, Chris. I just want you to focus on how you are the key to everything. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Because here's the thing. And I know you guys are strong-minded, but they're probably going to destroy me in the end. And I'm not lying to them. And they're going to lie. And so that image will be destroyed. I should destroy it first before they do it. You are the future. You are the resistance. You are the answer. So that's why I do that. But God bless you. I appreciate you. It's you, not me. All of us together. My children, your children, they're the future. And I just studied history, and I don't want to make it about me because even they'll kill me or they'll lobotomize me and roll me out on TV to say whatever they want. Just forget about Alex Jones. Just remember, we're all in this together. That's the secret. Thank you, Chris. But, yeah, Roger, I feel America's spirit so strong right now. I was really depressed yesterday, and Paul Watson off air told me, he said, Alex, our approval ratings are way up. Conservatives are way up. This backfired. Stop being so bummed out. I just seeing how openly evil they are gets me freaked out.
Well, but they're stuck in their own bullshit. They're trying to reshuffle the public, the Russian collusion delusion when the public has lost interest. Our listeners aren't interested. It's been debunked. It's nonsense. Over. People now want to focus on the fight we're having.
It's completely clear. We're the people that want prosperity and guns in America and 57 Chevys and Marilyn Monroe. Get out of exactly this claim that we're the enemy when the globalists are the foreign power. They're the enemy.
No, so I think they're very much in retreat. This is why the brazenness of their fake news outlets smearing you, smearing me, misses the point. It's not about us. It's about a larger movement to bring this country back to fundamentals. It's about a clash with.
And that's why I keep telling the audience, support us to do that, but don't mentally make it about InfoWars or even me. Support us, yes, that's a key focal point. I can feel the power. I can see it. It's you. You have the power. That's what I'm trying to tell them is they are the victory.
No, the movement is much larger than any of us. That's why we ask you to go to InfoWars where we have a donate button now. If you're not in the market for one of our great products, but you like what we're doing here, and you like the way we confront the globalists and we lead the war, well, then send us a generous contribution. We don't
exactly
have any.
Support us and spread the word more than ever, but spiritually realize God and you individually with what you're doing in your area, you are the vanguard. That's all I'm trying to say is that I want to empower people to realize they are the answer.
There's no question, which is why I tell people the single most important thing you can do as you follow InfoWars is find the stories and videos that you find most compelling, that are most important, pick up those links and put them out on your own social media. They can strangle us, but they cannot strangle all of us. And that act, and push send and send and paste to mobilize an army of people who think like
me. And by the way, we've been destroying them despite all their AI. All right, I apologize to all these callers, but they're awesome. Call me back tomorrow, and we're going to have another whole transmission. The War Room's coming up. You can call Owen and of course, Roger Stone coming up. Infowars.com/show to find that our local station in your area. Another incredible transmission. Great job of this crew behind the scenes. Well, I don't give enough credit to and all of you that make this possible. We are all in this together, and we are rising. Victory is rising. Human destiny is unstoppable.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.